I've just always loved singing. I started to sing when I was very young. But it's always been something that I've done for myself. I spent an immense amount of money on it, but because it was something that I loved doing.
When did you have the first sign that you perhaps could make a career in singing?
I never believed I'd ever actually get a career out of it. You know, it was just something I loved doing. And I just did it for me. So, you know, the way I looked at it, you know, there was a time when I sent out a few tapes to agents in Britain, and I didn't get a single response. Nobody even acknowledged that I'd sent them. So I figured that I wasn't good enough to do it professionally. I'd just have to try and continue doing it on an amateur basis and just enjoy doing it. And I've always dealt with my voice as you know, my best friend. And I wasn't able to keep in touch with that friend for 4 years. So when I was stood on that stage in Cardiff, I didn't know what was going to happen. It was like seeing a friend across the room that you'd not seen for a long, long time. And you'd always intended to keep in contact, but for some reason or another, you weren't able to. And you don't know what that friend's going to say. You don't know how they're going to react. So I was very, very nervous, stood on the edge of that stage thinking, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to come out. So, you know, I didn't know what's going to happen, and that made me even more nervous.
Can you explain to the Danish people who see this what was your feelings when they said you were good?
I was shocked, to be honest, because I didn't think I'd done very well in that first audition. I didn't feel that I'd hit it was known as the money note as well as I could have done. So I was actually praying for somebody to press the button for the trap door to let me out. I was just shocked by the whole reaction to it. You know, it just took each stage as it came. Never believed for a minute I'd get beyond there. And in the end, I only applied just to perform at that venue because it's quite a new venue in Cardiff, and with very, very good acoustics. And it was just to perform there. And the way I treated it was that I ticked that box and that would be the end of that. You know, I was nervous on each single step along the way. But I just tried to perform for the people that I could see rather than thinking about the people that were watching that I couldn't. Because the way I've always looked at it, you know, it's you perform for an audience who you hope will participate in what you're doing. And if you can move them, then you're getting them to participate. So if I can get people participating and enjoying what I love doing, then to me that's if you like doing my job. I don't look very far in the future because it's like looking out of a bus. If you look at the front window from halfway down the bus, you don't have a very good view, and you miss what you're passing right now. So I don't look very far in the future because, you know, you lose sight of what's happening now. I just hope that people continue enjoying what I love doing, you know, and I'm just so privileged and very lucky to be able to do what I love doing.